I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. During a global call to protect religious freedom, U.S. President Donald Trump announced a $25 million initiative to the United Nations this week. Open Doors USA's David Curry appreciates the practical steps laid out to protect sacred places and religious liberty. So what can we do? We can pray that persecuted believers stay true to Christ and speak up on behalf of those who have no voice in their own country. And about a year after an E3 Partners orality team began investing in an African village, the community lost two men in a car accident. The E3 orality team grieved with their African brothers and sisters. The team feared that this loss could undo the good work happening in the village. Instead, this community persevered in their faith during the grief. And recently, E3 received a recording from the same village. It was of a child passionately sharing about Christ. Pray for this community's discipleship and for continued spiritual growth. Mission Network News, a service of On the Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.